On the weekend, we're talking to New Zealanders who hold Guinness World Records. So far, we've met Blair Williamson, who holds the record for the most Rubik's Cubes solved while running a marathon. And we've also chatted with Anna Cochrane, who holds the record for highest static trapeze act. Well, today it's the turn of Invercargill man Tom Conroy, who, alongside Mayor Tim Shadbolt, holds the Guinness World Record for the longest television interview. And Tom joins me on the line now. Kia ora, Tom.
Good morning. I can't do the Rubik's Cube or a trapeze act, so I'm glad I chose the avenue we did.
You can talk.
We can talk, and it took me most of my life to find something I was skillful enough to submit an entry. So, yeah, it was a great deal of fun, and I'm very, very pleased about the final result and the fact that 9 years later, we're still the world champions.
26 hours and 4 seconds. That was the length of your interview with Tim Shadbolt. It aired on QTV back in 2012. That is a long time to be speaking to one person. What was the previous record that you smashed?
It was 12 hours on television. What inspired us for this specific record is that Peter Fitzsimmons, the former Australian rugby player and now broadcaster, he not that long ago set a record of 24 hours on radio. And we thought, oh, we can perhaps adapt this to television. And then Tim and I sat down and reviewed the records, and we looked at the existing TV record was by some Spanish gentleman, and his was 12 hours, and he said, well, let's just break them both so that we've got the media record of the world. So we set 26 hours as our target to make sure we blew everything out of the water. And it was also the longest, I think, broadcast in New Zealand history because it outdid the previous telethons. But the main one, of course, was to nail the TV one and to make it very hard for anyone to knock us over. So we thought 26 hours would make that a very difficult mark to break in the future.
Indeed. Well, we've got a clip to play, Tom. This is right from the beginning of the interview. It's about 1 minute and 30 seconds in, and you're just getting rolling.
This is a bit of a combination, Tim, I think, of this is your life without your friends and mastermind with questions you can answer. So I want to ask you the most complicated question first, because I think when we're finished, it'll be too difficult for both of us. And it's one that everyone asks me about. It's about your life, this circle of life that you've gone through. You've been a protester, a vehement protester about all sorts of causes. Some I agree and some I will disagree. We'll have that discussion. You've ended up establishment. You've been the butt of protests. In which of those two aspects of your life do you think you've had the most positive impact on the world around you? I've carefully worded that.
Well, that is the great political philosophical issue of all time, Tom. And I like to have my cake and eat it too. You see, I know what the myth is. I know what you're getting at. I know you're going to suggest, or a lot of other people do, that when you're young, you're fiery and you're full of passion and you're full of idealism and you want to change the world tomorrow, so you get out there and you fight your hardest. And then you get older and more mature and you see the world in better terms and you sort of have children and a few other realities come along, and suddenly you decide that maybe instead of hammering the system from the outside, you're better to work within.
That's Mayor Tim Shadbolt talking to Tom Conroy as they were embarking on the Guinness World Record for the longest television interview, which they smashed out of the ballpark, 26 hours and 4 seconds, and Tom's with us. You were quite sprightly at the beginning.
Yes, we were, and throughout, to be fair, we did a lot of planning with this. It wasn't just off the cuff, knowing that we had a lot of time to fill. So it was very carefully planned. We didn't rehearse anything, but we did sit down and we worked out about 10 subjects an hour related subjects to a particular time in his history, so that we had a format to follow. So every hour we knew we were pretty much on target. And we made it very conversational. The driver was to make it more a feat in entertainment rather than endurance. And because it was fun and we kept it upbeat, the time did go quite quickly. The first time we actually thought it was getting tough was actually the first break, which is 4 hours into it. We thought, wow, that was a long stint. But once we got back into it after that, we really never thought too much about the time itself. We just had a lot of fun. There was a lot of people buzzing around. There was a live audience throughout. for the whole 26 hours. So, you know, as a feat of endurance, it wasn't that trying because, as I said, we made it a lot of fun.
Were you allowed to take breaks to eat and drink and go to the bathroom, that sort of thing?
It's very heavily regulated. I think from memory, after the first 4 hours, you're allowed a 15-minute break and then 5 minutes every 2 hours. It was something like that. But we didn't take all the breaks because we agreed that if we were on the flow and the conversation, having you know, an upbeat, fun time, let's keep that going rather than stop and start. So I think we had about half a dozen breaks up our sleeve at the end of it. And, in fact, we had the material to do another 2 hours if we needed to, but we had a very targeted finish time so that the networks could get their stories on the air for the 6 o'clock news to show that we'd broken the record.
Well, how well did you know Tim Shadbolt before going into the interview?
Oh, we've had a lot of interaction because I was sort of a media contact in Southland for some time. So I'd interviewed him a few times. We'd done a few gigs together. So I was on very good terms with him, and he was more than happy. We had a list of people that were possible candidates, Winston Peters, Bob Jones, all those that had very fascinating histories and had taken part in New Zealand history in various aspects and had lots to talk about. And Tim had just brought out his book, Mayor of Two Cities, and we looked through that and we thought, well, this is, he's on our back doorstep and he's super keen. He's a fantastic raconteur. Who better than Tim? And he was absolutely fantastic. And we had a lot of interesting conversations with my opinions and his opinions on things that happened through the course of his lifetime, whether it be the Springbok tour. We were either side of the protest barrier or Manapouri Dam that he worked on. Of course, that was a very localised Southland issue that was interesting to the viewers. So, yeah, lots to talk about and never short of a word.
And did you learn anything that you didn't know about him in those 26 hours?
Lots about his personal life, because he got very deep and very emotional at times about his upbringing and his father, and they were fascinating conversations and things that, you know, on a superficial level, when you're out at functions, you just don't talk about those sorts of things. So I did a lot about him, and yeah, it was a great connection, and I think we just bounced off each other very effectively.
And you were also raising money for St John. How much did you end up raising in the end?
Well, that was a side issue, and it's perhaps the only thing I regret is that we weren't geared up for that even better, because the response was fantastic. It was about $10,000 at the end, but we got a lovely letter afterwards and a personal approach by the St John's people to say that, look, the money was, you know, very nice, but it was one of the best promotional events they'd been involved with, because we've played their adverts on the TV during the breaks and at various times and promoted them, and so they were very appreciative of being involved as a way of, you know, getting their message out there, which is a very important one, of course, for our community.
And I've been asking our World Guinness record holders how they were monitored during their setting of the record. What was it like in your situation?
Oh, you had to have official timekeepers, and we had a roster of people, tremendous community support. There was 50 people in the theatre most times throughout the whole 26 hours, but there was a dedicated team of people who came in rotation and measured the time. We also paid for, and it was one of the best expenditures we had on the project, was a Guinness World official adjudicator to come here. He was based in Australia. Not only did he officially confirm the event was a record at the end, he provided some very essential advice on how to get through an event like this and how to prepare for it, and that was a great investment in time and money. So yeah, everything was absolutely above board. We couldn't risk making a mistake. And he tells me the story of someone who set a tennis record of playing doubles tennis for 24 hours, but they monitored it themselves, didn't get the timing right and missed out on the record and had to do it all over again. And we certainly didn't want to get into that situation.
Absolutely not. Tom, we've got another clip. This is from the very last moments of the epic interview. And to set the scene a little bit, you and Tim both have your blazers off. Tim's taken his tie off. You're both looking pretty worn out. And there's a small audience in the studio.
Still right today, after all that technology that we've been through so much of our life.
Going to have to stop you there, Tim. Tim, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, that's great. What was that?
I think that was the only scripted line we had because I'd saved it up and I just couldn't wait to deliver it after the 26 hours was up.
Really? What was that feeling like when it all came to an end? Were you relieved?
Well, actually, it's very emotional. I was very proud that we did it and that it ran exactly the way that we'd planned it. There's a great sense of fulfillment and goes back to right to my childhood when it's a long-held promise to my mother because they used to buy me Guinness Book of Records every single year and I drove the family nuts with the reading out all the records and I promised Mum, I said, well, I'll be in this record book one day and it won't be for something trivial like eating 50 hot dogs in 10 minutes or anything like that. It'll be something that takes a skill. And it took me about 80 years of my life to deliver on that, but at least I did it. And with Tim's help, it was just a... there was a great sense of pride and I still look back on it as one of the great achievements in my work life. Because it wasn't easy, but it has stood the test of time, and I just think it was a wonderful experience, and I'd recommend anyone who wants to have a crack at something, go for it.
But not break your record, right?
No, and you'd have to find a TV station willing to give up 26 hours and 5 seconds of their airtime for you to do it, and good luck with that in today's environment.
Thank you so much. Wonderful story. Thanks, Tom.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
That's Invercargillman Tom Conroy, who alongside Tim Shadbolt holds the Guinness World Record for the longest television interview.